have to stop listening to most people. They don't know what they want to convince you. Not a good base to operate from. They really don't know about this. But instead of accepting that and maybe spending more time reading and researching, it's just easier to try and discredit Ken Hodge. Hey, good morning. This is Kenny Hodge on the KHP, Kenny Hodge Podcast. And again, I'm going to have a conversation with you that I hope opens your eyes a little wider to one of two things. It may open your eyes to the fact that what this brother, as in me, is saying to us makes a lot of sense, and we ought to listen and then validate by going to our contract. Or it might open your eyes and say, yeah, this Kenny Hodge is full of crap, and they were right about him, and let's just keep moving. But like the song said, they don't know about this. Before we get started, I think congratulations are in order to two regular career clerks who just got promoted. They made Form 50 supervisors. I say good luck. And the fact that you spent most of your career as clerks, you might want to take a little additional time and familiarize yourself with the mail handler contract, the national and the local agreement, because if you understand that contract, it's going to help enhance your career. One thing I would like to say to you is that I hope you understand that the mail handler craft is a valuable entity in whether we are successful or not in this postal service. And if you understand their contract and treat people like you would like to be treated, you will have successful units. I did a post today advising all mail handlers that, particularly the lead clerk, her name is Liz, is now a Form 50. And let me just tell you why I did that. Liz happens to work on the Tour 1 bundle sorter and the SPSS at night. They do not have enough drivers in their unit to dispatch that 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning mail. So every morning you see Liz out there as a lead clerk stopping mail handlers, and I, as well as others, constantly tell mail handlers, lead clerks don't supervise you. Lead clerks don't guide or direct you. And I took the time to post to let everyone know that this particular lead clerk, Liz, is now a Form 50. So when she stops you, I'm simply saying your response should be a little different now. The response of you're a clerk and following your directions is not part of what I've been hired to do. Well, that's got to change. So I just want you to be aware that she's a lead clerk.
Now a Form 50 supervisor.
You being aware will stop some people being brought into the MDO's office for not following instructions.
We had a town hall meeting today, and they talked about COVID, as always. And they being Jeff Hotchkiss, also took the time to tell you about some of the changes, the restructuring that's going on in the post office. I did ask him, how does that affect employees in Columbus, Ohio? There was a whole lot of response given, but the bottom line was, what happened as far as the restructuring process has no bearing right now on Columbus, Ohio employees' everyday mission of coming to work and processing and dispatching mail. But he did let us know that our plant manager, who is what they consider a PC's major, that some of his responsibility has been taken away. And it's been taken away to the point that the plant manager, Mr. Schaefer, is now only responsible for Columbus, Ohio. That will bring down a little bit of a trickle effect because it has always been my understanding. Now, they didn't actually work the job like that, but it has always been my understanding that the lead MDO, that level 26, which Mr. Hodges now occupies, was a 26 because you were the lead MDO over every plant that the plant manager, who's a PC's executive, is responsible for. So if they took away some of his duties, that means they have just modified your duties. And I would not be surprised to see that level 26 position go away and you have three tour MDOs that answer directly to the plant manager. When you talk about streamlining a system, I think that would be a better fit. So this is just, again, my personal observation. I would not be surprised if in the next set of restructures, you see Jeff Hodges as one of the tour MDOs. I'm just saying, as restructuring goes, I can see that slice of the senior lead MDO being taken out of Columbus. And for the mail handlers, your local president dropped by the office today. He and his entourage, I think they probably stayed about 5 minutes. They came down. I guess he was interested in seeing what the robots look like. But hopefully you got a chance to meet him and see where your union dollars are going. And hopefully he was very helpful if you had any questions that you may have wanted to ask him. And if you didn't get a chance to meet him, don't worry. In 2.5 years, when it's time for re-election, he'll make another visit. Now, let me just share this with the mail handler craft in Columbus, Ohio. I have a serious opposition to the manner in which the branch right here in Columbus understands Article 8 overtime in its application. I'm researching, and on Saturday morning, it is my intent to post a podcast giving you in detail what it is I think Article 8 is saying. I will, to the best of my ability, paraphrase what your union branch office thinks Article 8 is saying. And I'm going to put some questions out to you that hopefully you'll go pick your contract up, read it. And again, I'm just going to give you two versions of what's being said about Article 8 in Columbus, Ohio. And hopefully you'll do a little research and you'll be able to help me or help your branch office understands the manner in which Article 8 should be applied. Because I think right now the manner in which the Columbus, Ohio branch is applying it costs mail handlers a lot of money. No, cost mail handlers a lot of money. I think if Article 8 is applied in the manner which I read it and understand it, that mail handlers in Columbus, Ohio should have had one or two large cash settlements because management is not in line with Article 8. Now, of course, I think the manner in which I read it and understand it is the correct way, but then that's just me. So again, my intent on the podcast will not be to bring any discredit or bring any negativity to either side of the argument or the discussion. My intent is that you get involved and help either the right side or the left side understand through a consensus what it is we're talking about here. In fact, I think it would be awesome if the branch president and maybe a few of his stewards would call into the podcast and we could have a live podcast on how we perceive Article 8. And again, the topic is Article 8, not each other. You understand what I'm saying? So, and I say that to say that if members of the branch or the union in Columbus, Ohio, would call in, we are strictly 100% talking about an interpretation of an article and how it's going to be applied in Columbus, Ohio. And again, it's a debate. It's a conversation. I think it would be excellent because I'm sure members in the branch would like to hear that. Again, it would be a debate on Article 8. And I got to say again, it's not a debate on each other. It's a debate on Article 8. So I'm going to ask the branch president tomorrow. Maybe your local president would like to call in. I hope preferably not, but Brez president could extend that invitation to him. But again, hopefully we can get together, have a podcast, a live podcast on Article 8. The branch can tell you their views and I can tell you my views. And we can both go through our contract and our chem and discuss it intelligently. Hey, listen, real short podcast today, but let's become more aware or more involved in our work environment, because I'm telling you, we should start practicing being involved in your work environment right now, because in about a couple of months, you're going to need to understand that you're going to wish we had practice so that we will be good at banding together on issues and items, because the national level, and believe me when I say this, the national level is going to need the support of all the mail handlers in the upcoming month, and they're going to need them to be unified together on whatever the stance the national takes. Now, again, I think everybody knows that as we start to change and this Postal Service starts to evolve in something other than you thought it was, our union is going to play a big part in it. Let's have a great day. And again, A Branch, Columbus, Ohio, let's get together and podcast on Article 8.